The great pagan philosophers, the great philosophers, people like Aristotle, the Greek philosophers, talked about the four transcendentals, these four realities that point us that there is something beyond, and they're attributes, among other things, of the divine. And there are three of them that we think about a pretty good bit. The good, the true, the beautiful. Goodness points us to the one who is good. Truth points us to the one who is true, who is truth. Beauty points us to the beautiful one. But there's actually a fourth transcendental. It's not nearly as, kind of exciting or whatever, but it's the one. The one. That somehow actually, in all of this apparent diversity, there is a source, an ultimate source of unity. And the great philosophers like Aristotle, who's a total pagan, recognized this and said, for example, Aristotle proved the existence of God. Not a very interesting God, to tell you the truth, a pretty impersonal, maybe sort of like the Force in Star Wars or something like that, very impersonal, but did prove that there can only be one God. If there is a God, there can only be one. And of course, this is how God revealed himself to the Jewish people.